From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to Minnesota Music Memories. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan. Minnesota Music Memories is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and may be heard every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And you may hear live and archived episodes on RadioNorthland.org. This Oneness was a Minneapolis-based jazz fusion quintet from the early 70s, a musical phoenix formed from the ashes of the groups Pepper Fog, White Lightning, and Gold Street. A little about each group. In 1968, Greg Inhofer joined a group called The Strangers. A year later, after a couple of name changes, they noticed the words Pepper Fog stamped on the side of some large boxes next to the stage. It turns out that pepper fog was a chemical used for dispersing anti-war demonstrators during the late 60s, early 70s. So Greg, along with Dale and Bob Strength, Larry Norling, and Ron Merchant, became Pepper Fog. Here they are with a 1970 recording, Celebration.
Oh, take it when you're not at home. Oh, take it
White Lightning was a Twin Cities psychedelic band who performed from 1968 to 1971. Founded by guitarist Zippy Kaplan, formerly of The Litter, the rest of the band included bassist Woody Woodrich and drummer Mick Stanhope. This song was a crowd favorite, William Tell, off the album Strikes Twice, 1968 to 1969. Here's White Lightning.
Dan Reed and his command of Texas Rangers were searching for Butch Cavendish and the villainous hole-in-the-wall gang. Their search brought them to a desolate country known as Bryant's Gap. However, Butch Cavendish was aware of their coming and had planned for them instead an ambush. As the Rangers approached their destiny, all was quiet. Perhaps too quiet. Suddenly, shots rang out. Dan Reed was hit. Before he could arise and shout commands to his men, half of them were on the ground slain. Soon, the battle was over. Several hours later, from out of the west, came an Indian on his pony. Upon seeing the bodies of these dead men, he knew that much trouble had come to his land. But because they were good men, he would give them the proper burial. Before he could do this, however, he heard a strange noise. Turning around, he saw the only man to survive this massacre, critically wounded, crawling towards him. Rushing to the man and picking him up in his arms, he looked into his eyes and knew this man was his Kemosabe, trusty scout. Tending to the man's wounds, he started to speak. The others, what about the others?
Others all dead, you only one left. You, the lone Ranger.
Thank you.
According to a 2012 interview, drummer Bernie Pershey was a studio musician at Sound 80 in Minneapolis when he started working with Greg Inhofer, who provided acoustic and electric piano along with 6 and 12-string guitar, and keyboardist Robin Lee, who also played the flute and saxophone. This led to the formation of a band called Gold Street. Eventually, these three joined strength and bassist Douglas Nelson to form The Oneness. John Ebert served as sound engineer with his miniature wall of sound equipment. In 1975, This Oneness formed their own record label, Oz Records, and released their only album, Surprise. Apparently, the master tapes are lost to time, causing one label to drop plans of issuing a CD version. One source says that 2/3 of the album is, quote, great and impressive jazz fusion with Mahavishnu Orchestra vibes, but describes the rest of the album as bland. You be the judge. We're going to play side one of the album, Surprise, spelled with a Z. The tracks are as follows. Track one, You Can't Do That. Track two, Surprise, Part A, Lunar Sunrise. Part B, Overture. Track three, Please Let the Sun Shine. Track four, Song for Olivia. And track five, In Out, In Out. I'll rejoin you in about 19 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Carlin Behan here, reminding you that Minnesota Music Memories is aired every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Live and archived episodes may be heard on RadioNorthland.org. Glenn Brogan and myself produce the show and take turns presenting it to our listeners, and we appreciate it. For you with smartphones, download the KSRQ app from TuneIn.com, then find our show by searching for KSRQ. Now here's an interesting bit of trivia. Gold Street backed Olivia Newton-John on her American Road Tour from May 1974 through 1975. According to Public Radio's MiniWiki article on this oneness, the May 1974 Midwestern Colleges Tour managed by Variety Theater International were Olivia Newton-John's first American stage appearances. These very enthusiastic audience turnouts convinced the budding artist to go forward with her musical endeavors in America. These early tours included one show at the 1975 Minnesota State Fair Grandstand racetrack stage to a record audience. The group played Harrah's South Shore Room at Lake Tahoe on November 6, 1975. While in town, William B. Harrah had the group out for a day trip on the lake in his 33-foot Chris Craft runabout capable of reaching speeds of 55 miles an hour. In 1976, this oneness desired to return their focus to writing and producing their surprise album and work on promotion of the group once again. Leaving Olivia was not an easy emotional decision for the band to make. The band wrote Song for Olivia in Parting, which we heard on side one of Surprise. I wasn't able to find any recordings by Gold Street, which leads me to believe that they never produced a studio album. So the best I can do is to play Gold Street from the March 7, 1975 episode of Midnight Special with Olivia Newton-John singing Have You Never Been Mellow? Nobody says it better than a music critic. Here's how one describes Surprise by The Oneness. This was definitely among the most uneven, progressive, inclined albums of the 70s. The band played basically a warm and interesting jazz fusion with progressive components, quite rich and at moments pretty furious, but stylistically they were pretty confused during the singing parts when they deeped into more poppy and psychedelic territories, featuring dated choral lines and slow tempo organ waves. The music is still good for what it is, but doesn't sit very comfortably next to the jazzier pieces, even if some good flute and sax themes are to be found. The instrumental parts are definitely more convincing, focused, and inspired. They recall the heavy fusion parts of Mahavishnu Orchestra, played with instrumental integrity and some serious depth to go along with a lighter and more ethereal approach akin to Return to Forever, minus the Latin spice tendencies. This material is definitely great with impressive guitar work, unexpected breaks, sax guitar interplays, and complex themes. Sometimes the music even passes into the Canterbury-edged fusion values. Especially the long farewell tracks are extremely dense and instrumentally bombastic with lots of keyboards, sax, flute, and guitar, specializing in fiery solos and intercations. Another critic pointed out that the odd song out is Please the Sunshine, an almost gospel-like vocal track that is a bit painful to endure. After this Oneness disbanded, the members scattered in various musical directions. Greg Inhofer released a couple of personal albums of unknown content. Now let's play side two of Surprise for you. Track one is Radio Free America. Track two is Merging Diversions. Track three is Surprise Reprise. And track four is Go in Peace. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned for the very eclectic Burns program. And please join Glenn Broggett for next week's Minnesota Music Memories. Yeah.
TV dinner cereals. Don't you think children deserve respect from even all of you? Or to those who pay your way, see beyond your selfish self today and live to give.
Thank you.